Hello, thank you so much for taking the time to review our poster and for checking in with us, the RMEI research team. I'm Beth, the Director of Research and Analytics at RMEI, and I, along with my colleagues, Margie Steffen, Director of Educational Strategy, Yael Wachnin, Medical Director in Charge of Oncology, and Nicolette Thoreau, Lead Researcher and Data Manager, undertook this analysis of RMEI, BCC, and CSCC programs launched between 2019 and 2022. Between those years, 10 of the 18 oncology activities launched addressed topics in BCC and CSCC. All of those programs shared a target audience and analytical methodology. In 6 of those activities, even target learners remain challenged by concepts in immunotherapy safety, efficacy, and selection. In a disease state where treatment strategy is continuously evolving, ongoing educational gaps in those areas are not surprising. However, what was surprising was that as proficiency increased incrementally across time, so did learners' intent to change their practice behavior, suggesting that despite learners' awareness that these concepts will continue to change, they developed a stable platform for learning in which they feel able and empowered to take action in their real-world interactions with patients. Now, Margie is going to talk to you a little bit about what those educational strategies we leveraged were and how that impacted our analysis.
Thanks, Beth. At RMEI, we have proprietary educational formats tailored to our learners. The educational designs we chose to educate the NMSC clinicians presented the newest data and guidelines while leveraging patient cases and real-world strategies to support change in clinical practice. Everyone learns best in different ways, and these formats provided critical information to the NMSC community, but in a way that was best suited for them. Some learners benefit from hearing the experts direct in a slide video presentation like our clinical forum, or hearing about challenging patient cases in a clinical consult, while others learn best from hearing about a patient describe their journey with the disease in a care team forum, or reviewing cases that could have been handled differently in a clinical reflections. We utilize gaps and findings found in these activities to build the agenda for the next program. This allowed us to focus on the areas that learners struggled with the most. Findings from the data across the programs showed that there were no meaningful differences in assessed areas between the educational formats. However, we know that the educational formats were effective since data showed that the learners' intent to change their practice behavior changed significantly. Now I'll pass it off to Yael to walk through the methodology from a clinical perspective.
Thanks, Margie. As you know, immunotherapy is indicated as systemic therapy for non-melanoma skin cancer that's not amenable to surgery or radiation. Candidacy is simple to identify in metastatic disease, but for locally advanced disease, it's a bit of a gray area that can pose difficulty for healthcare providers. Another stumbling block that we've identified relates to knowledge and competency regarding the role and place of immunotherapy in evidence-based strategies. In CSCC, immunotherapy is given up front, but in basal cell, it's reserved for use after hedgehog inhibitors. And finally, there's suboptimal awareness of safety signals that should be monitored and managed preemptively. Most of our case-based programs offered an interdisciplinary, multidisciplinary approach. Panels included an oncologist, a dermatologist, and a nurse practitioner or physician assistant to emphasize the importance of collaboration. Some were geared more towards dermatologists with a focus on identifying patients that might benefit from immunotherapy, and others were geared more towards oncologists with a focus on integrating the latest safety and efficacy data for optimal patient outcomes. A number of our interdisciplinary programs also featured patients. These were cancer survivors and advocates whose experience served as the content backbone. In our efforts to cover all the bases, so to speak, we also had programs in which experts tackled difficult cases in CSCC and basal cell that were crowdsourced by dermatologists and oncologists across the country from their own practices. And what did we see? Overall, we achieved a 53% increase in knowledge regarding the safety and efficacy of immunotherapy and a whopping 78% improvement in competency with respect to timely and appropriate treatment selection. This translated to real-world impact. Participants' intent to actually change their clinical practice rose from 27% to 74% over time. Now I'll pass it on to Nicolette for her insights on the outcomes analysis.
So by evaluating learner progress and change using themes, the clinical foci, immunotherapy, efficacy, and safety, and selecting appropriate immunotherapy, we were able to provide a tangible context to look at how the test scores and competency and post-activity plans could translate into real-world clinical practice for the clinicians. Of our learners, 79% were physicians, with 37% practicing in oncology, 35% dermatology, and 7% surgery, with 60% of them being active treaters. So the majority of our learners really are doing this in real life. And we saw universally low pretest scores, even among those target learners, indicating a true educational gap. Over time, from 2020 to 2022, we saw consistent improvements and gains in knowledge of immunotherapy efficacy and safety, and by 53%, and competency in selecting immunotherapy treatments for BCC and CSCC increased by 78%, as Yael mentioned. And then the overall test score increased by 63%. Most importantly, what we actually saw that was really interesting is we saw a shift from 2019 to 2020, the earlier activities, where larger amounts of learners wanted more information after doing the activity before they'd make a change, to in the later activities in 2021 and 2022, where learners didn't need more information, they felt comfortable, and they were planning on changing their practice after doing the activity. And we had 53% specifically planning to change their treatment approach. So we saw less learners seeking more information and more planning to change their clinical practice, which suggests that by participating in the educational activities, learners gained knowledge and understanding of different immunotherapies and their competency to select appropriate treatment for BCC and CSCC increased. And therefore, they felt empowered to make changes to their clinical practice and consider immunotherapy for their patients. So they are actually taking this information and going to make changes in their clinical practice and use immunotherapy with the appropriate patients.
As my colleagues discussed, at RMEI, we believe in meeting learners where they are. We've done so via the implementation of a diverse array of learning formats, incorporating clinical experts as well as patient survivors to ensure that our learners are receiving a holistic perspective on care strategies. It's not enough to know what to do. An important part of learning is developing that sense of empowerment, facilitating the translation of knowledge into behavior. In summary, through the presentation of diverse learning modalities and the reinforcement of this information being presented year over year, we were able to create that base of trust from which change can and did occur. Thank you so much for checking in with us, for viewing our poster, and for taking the time to listen to us talk through the data with you. If you're interested in other research that we've done, please check out the QR code immediately to the right of this one. There you'll see other conference posters, presentations, and research projects that we've done here at RMEI. While you're over there, feel free to check out some of the activities we have currently live on our site. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your conference weekend.